Blog Talk Radio.
I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
Hey, everybody. You're now listening to Table Talk with Shell and Kay. Hey, Kay girl.
Hey, girl. Happy Wednesday. Hey, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in tonight. How was your day, girl?
Girl, boring.
I'm pretty sure that's everybody's answer right now, unfortunately. Work or at home, either way it's boring because it still ain't the same type of flow at work either.
Yeah, girl, it's just the little things I miss. Like, you know, I'm part-time at my job now, but eventually we might be, you know, laid off temporarily.
Yeah.
You know, everything picks back up. It's just little things like, you know, like during the week sometimes me and my kids will go, you know, out for pizza and dine somewhere. It's just, I'm starting to, like, girl, I would never take anything for granted anymore.
Girl, especially not with them saying it's till possibly till June now. I'm like, so
yes.
We basically have to do everything in the fall that we do in the summer, which the weather doesn't always call for that. And
yes.
Everybody knows Kay don't like the damn cold, so I feel like I'm about to be in hibernation for a year. But I feel
we
like,
all know you love the warm weather.
I absolutely do.
So, yeah, it's just, you know, it's very trying because for me, I have school age children. Luckily, my daughter is 16, so I don't have to like look over her work. But my son, he gets packets, via email from his teacher. Like they did Spirit Week, they want the kids to still participate and send pictures. So, I mean, it's the good thing is you get more time with your family and your children.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, I love my kids, but. Girl,
I can respect everything that you're going through, and all everybody else at home doing all this schoolwork, especially the people that are still going to work with the regular schedule,
yeah.
And coming home and doing these packets and everything else. Like shout out to y'all, you know the liquor store is still essential, so I hope you know y'all pulling through with y'all white or y'all dark, whatever you prefer.
I mean, I cook a lot more. My kids do enjoy that. They're like, you know, my daughter tried to play me like that. Like a big old meal. She's like, Mama, I ain't gonna lie. Like, because we've been quarantined, like, your food tastes better.
Because you got more time
she's
to
like,
put your back into it. That's why.
She's like, I guess you put more love in it. Like, my macaroni and cheese was extra cheesy. And she's like, Mom, like, everything's been really good. And I appreciate that, you know.
Right.
But, still, I want my life back, but, you know, I want to be blessed and grateful, you know.
Yeah, we got to be still grateful. I'm definitely still grateful, but when I get there, I'm like, which is something I just saw on Facebook and commented on, you know, said, Basically, like, you know, if you're essential, whatever, as soon as you get to work, like, you're thankful for your job, but the minute you walk in the door, you're like, why the hell are we here? And it's so true because the work is so minimized right now and we're so overstaffed.
That's what my sister said. My sister's a medical assistant.
Yeah, so they're just trying to make sure we get paid, which you appreciate that part, but it's like, you really got me coming in here to do this. Like, we're used to seeing patients all day and being busy and on our feet and moving around, and now we're just like an idol just doing whatever we can do to be able to get a paycheck. So grateful, but also very annoyed,
I think everybody's a little frustrated. Like I said, it's not, so people are like, oh, you just want to be out. And I'm just saying, it's just simple things I miss. Like, me and my kids, we love Bahama Breeze and Woodbridge.
Yeah.
So, on occasion, I don't know if y'all know about Bahama Breeze, at 9 o'clock, everything's half off.
So
on Thursday nights, normally I get home a little earlier. And me and my kids would clean up and, you know, take our baths, showers, whatever, all right, y'all. I know y'all got school, but we got everybody homework out the way. We didn't study, did everything. Girl, we go to Bahama Breeze and get everything fall.
I hear you. And that's my spot, too. They got some very good Bahama Mama drinks.
And girl, yes. But girl, I got to go at 9 o'clock with the Bahama appetizers, like, girl. And the drinks and the appetizers,
Yes, ma'am. Well, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Tonight, our topic, it was updated last minute because I think it was kind of confusing the men. The men were just making it difficult, as y'all are very good at doing with a lot of things. But we love y'all, though. So the breakdown is, the topic comes down to the question is, why do men feel that they have to hide their emotions?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there are a lot of men, and not that there's anything wrong with it, but there are a lot of men that are equivalent as far as their emotions go with women, and then there are some that are even more emotional than women. We're women, so we can't say what that makes a man. We don't know, because we're women and we're emotional naturally. But we want to know why you guys feel the need to tend to hide your emotions, whether it's with your relationship, around your homeboys, because, you know, your homeboys also tend to see a different side of you than what your spouse sees, because we do get to see your emotions at times. But even then, it's limited, I feel like, in most cases, probably I'd say 80% of the cases, you know, the men hide their emotions. So that's what we want to get into tonight. So, fellas, if you're listening, we definitely want to hear from everyone, but especially y'all, because you guys are really the only ones that can help us to understand it. So that's what the topic is tonight, y'all. What is your take on the topic? How do you feel?
Well,
give it to us.
You know, I have seen the very emotional man and the non-emotional man. So a lot of these guys, like, they're like, oh, no, it's just y'all women, which they have posted on my page. They're like, no. Like, when we were posting earlier, they're just kind of like, no, like, they're not emotional. I'm not saying that those particular people are, but men can be very emotional. They get their feelings easily. So don't sit here up front like it's just us. Now, I ain't gonna lie. It all depends on my relationship with you. If I'm not really into you like that, and, you know, we're going through some things, I'm just like, whatever, I don't even care because we ain't like that. But I will say, for me, if I am with somebody that's like that and we kicking it like that and, you know, or we're together like that, I will be in my feelings for certain situations. But I don't know why. I guess men feel like that because they want to front for their homeboys. But at our age, y'all should be past that.
It definitely should be past that.
All that testosterone. Yeah. I feel like when you're partying, that's more like a younger thing. But at the end of the day, like our age, they're either married, engaged. So I feel like you're missing out on a good woman because you're not telling her how you feel.
Correct. And you know, my thing is, like you were saying, if you're serious with somebody, you know, we're not saying that when we come home from work and we're like, hey, boo, we want you to be like, oh, hey, boo, right back. You know, we're not saying that, but I think a woman in a steady relationship does expect some type of emotion to be displayed from her man, whether it's verbally or, you know, physically affectionate, whatever the case is. In my personal opinion, like, I don't think any woman would just be okay with a man that just lacks showing emotion. Emotion is human, it's normal, and sometimes it's in certain situations, it's required to get through a situation. If you're just dealing with somebody that's completely emotionless, you know, you're less trying to figure things out. And we know as women, especially crazy women like me, you get to think all types of things because you can't figure it out. So lacking emotion can actually backfire on a man. And like you said, sometimes it's about the homeboys or whatever. So if that's what you, if you want to put on a different type of show around your homeboys, I'm not really going to knock a man for that because I'm not a man and I don't know how important that is to carry that mode around your, you know, your male friends.
Yeah.
But when you get home to your wife or your girlfriend or your baby mother, whatever it is, like, you have to let some of that hardness go because it becomes insensitive.
Exactly. If you're the one that has the wife or, you know, fiancés or significant others, like, you're trying to front, but your boy's going home to their wife.
Right. They're not going home together.
Yeah, it's like, and I'm, like I said, like, just, you know, I nearly had no friends, but I had no friends. I seen her talk to your homeboy. It's like, yo, like, she a good girl. Like, why you, like, you want to be alone?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but like I said, I just thought this age, like, you shouldn't be friends for your homeboys. Like, if you still have friends that you are, at, like I said, I'm 37. So most likely who I deal with, they're my age or older. I just feel like, if you got a friend for your homeboy, it's for me now, bye. Because I think that's really dumb. Like, we're way older. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, girl, we 40 damn near. Like,
damn near.
Like, you still trying to front for your boy, especially they already married or have children or have their own family. Like, why you can't keep it 100?
Right.
On and then, how you feel. Like, we're not going to go, only a childless woman would do that, but A real woman's not going to be like, you know, oh, yeah, girl. Oh, yeah, I got him. And then, no, he's telling me himself, like, you know, like, LaShawn, I'm trying to, like, for me, LaShawn, I'm trying to build with you. Let's do this. Okay, let's do this. I'm not going to think he's soft or anything. Okay, he's a man. He's just a good woman.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to build together.
Right. You got to throw emotion in there somewhere to do
that.
Yeah,
you got to show some kind of, like, you don't show no emotion. And I'm going to get thoughts in my head. I'm Pisces. And I'm like, Pisces are emotional people, girl. You know, and females, Pisces are very emotional. So if I feel like our day-to-day routine is off, I'm already thinking like, I am gonna think, he was talking to somebody else. Or he was a lot. I'm thinking he lost interest. You know what I'm saying? Or you just not feeling me the same. That's just me. I can't speak for everybody, but I'm speaking for myself.
Right. And then we have the men that, you know, unfortunately they were brought up under certain fathers, you know, especially in our culture, they tend to teach them that you're being feminine if you're emotional, if you're crying about this or you know, you're voicing your opinion with a lot of energy to it. Like, those things are taught to a lot of men at a young age that's like, you're acting like a female, you know. And that's very unfortunate too, because for one, times have changed.
Exactly.
And you know, like we just said, the first however many minutes we've been on the air, you know, for a woman, we do want to see that side of you. So I don't really hold the men accountable that are saying to themselves right now, like, they don't understand. That's how I was brought up. That's what I was taught. Like, you can't really fault them for that. But then that goes back to, everybody has that one thing that happens to them in their life that as an adult, they somewhat tend to use that as an excuse as to why they can't change. Anybody can change. So if you are this hard street nigga and that's what you've been all your life, okay. But when you finally fall in love with a woman, if you can clearly see that that woman needs you to be a little bit more emotional, that's how you was brought up. We get it, but you have to bend and compromise. And that does mean sometimes being more emotional. Nobody's saying we want a man that's going to sit up and cry with us. We're not saying that.
Yeah.
But reality is, you know, that it's important. And so, again, the ones that were brought up like that, you can't help it. We're not knocking nobody for not being emotional. We just want to understand why y'all feel the need to hide it. And then there's also the men that are not afraid to show it. You know, I have a cousin who we were speaking on a topic previously when we were taking the votes or whatever. You know, he was saying that he doesn't have a problem saying that he's an emotional dude and he doesn't have a problem with showing it. But when he does, he gets backlash for it. And, absolutely. And he's far from gay. You know what I mean? He's into women. That's what he's into. But he's not afraid to show his emotions. So there are men that do it just like that. Like, it's a lot of guys saying, oh, we would never say that. We're not like that. Why not call in and talk to us and tell us? That's what you want to know.
Well, the only time I will get backlash is we just started kicking it. Like, not even kicking it. Like, we just, girl, okay, I'm going to. You know, you've been in a relationship for years. I'm going to tell you, you know, what was going through before I got my friend or whatever. But before him, I will say, they scared me. I'm going to say why they scared me. Because, you know, at that time, you know, I wasn't divorced yet. We were separate. I wasn't divorced. And I was like, yeah, I just want, like, a friend, to say, you know, someone to talk to. But I'm not but I would be honest and like, y'all, I'm not trying to get serious. You know, we want to hang out here and there. But at that time, I wasn't looking for someone to build with because I just went through so much.
Right.
But, girl, I would run into the emotional men that scared the hell out of me. Like, girl, like, like if I missed a phone call, oh, I know you told me, you know, I was calling you girl and, you know, but fine about the James show. I'm like, first of all, back up. Like, we just met each other. Please stop. You know what I'm saying? And some dudes, they too emotional. Like, they're getting their feelings too much. And I thought we had discussion from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But you scared the hell out of me. So now we cannot go no further. So with, you know, like I said, it's just like, there's nothing wrong with being emotional, but then at the same time, don't be scary and be emotional like the first 30 days.
Right.
Because you don't know me. Yeah, so that thing, like, you remember Players Club? Everybody can Players Club. You remember Myron? That's how I started feeling when he followed Diamond.
Yeah.
The house. I always make sure you get home okay. Girl, that's how I started feeling. Like,
Now that's too emotional. Now you are acting like a female. Because that's some shit that we going to do.
Yeah, like dog, we just met, like, calm down. So I've been through the crybaby dudes that I just met. I'm just like, okay, I can tell we was kicking it hard and I did something, but, you know, pump the brakes. I guess they're more like stalker types. But I'm just saying, if you've been chilling with a girl, like I said, even y'all not married or whatever, but you've been kicking it somebody for a minute, and you know, come on, we're grown. You know she's feeling you, y'all vibing, y'all hanging out. But like I said, as a woman, we're hanging out all the time, and we're vibing, and I'm not getting no type of emotion from you. I'm going to feel like you have interest in somebody else.
Or you're just very dry.
Somebody else. Yeah.
Yeah. Or you're just very dry. And when you have a very emotional person in a situation, like a relationship situation, that emotional person, because they're emotional, they're going to kind of beat themselves up if you're just giving them dry, dry, dry. Because like you said, it makes you feel like maybe it's you. I don't know. It's a hard one because, you know, we are kind of sitting here saying, like, we want y'all to be emotional, but then we're also putting limits on when they should be emotional and how much they should be emotional. So I get it. You know, it could be a confusing thing to try to change yourself into if that's not who you naturally are.
Yeah.
I just want to know the reasons, you know, because I feel like so many different men have their definition, number one, of what emotional is. A lot of men tend to think that when you say, oh, well, you're not emotional enough for me, that means that they're not acting like a crybaby or not putting their foot down. I want you to definitely put your foot down. You know what I mean? That's actually very attractive, just my personal opinion. But, you know, I dated someone years and years ago, like plenty of years ago, and he wasn't so much emotional as far as showing emotion, but he was just a complete pushover. Like, and that's not something that I could be with long term. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, it's kind of like we're putting stipulations on it, but and not trying to do that. But that's why we have the question so we can better understand it. So I think. Go ahead.
No. But some people by nature are naturally emotional. But even that an emotional dude, you just tell me how you feel. You don't need to be like super emotional. Just kick it 100. Like, okay, I feel like this. Like, I'm at the age like I'm trying to keep trying to figure you out. You know what I'm saying? At the beginning, like I said, you know, you're engaged. I'm dating. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm at our age. You know, All right, just tell me what you're looking for. I'll see. When I'm looking for, like, the 100, I just feel like we're too old for these games. But, okay, you don't have to be all emotional crying like you said earlier, you know.
Right.
Just, if you feel something, just tell me how you feel. Like, you know, I feel this. Like, but I feel like a lot of people is still scared to express their emotion. Like, this, like I said, you don't have to cry. But just tell, just talk to me. How
right.
are you feeling? What are your views on this? Like, come on, like, we're grown. I'm not
And men don't understand. That is showing emotion, engaging, whether you're showing
yeah.
excitement or
you don't
interest.
Have to, just like it's
right.
It's crying. Right. Like, I don't like they think, oh, my emotion is crying. No, it's not that you're crying. Just tell me how you feel so I know how to move.
Right. So anybody that's tuned in, we appreciate y'all. Just remember, if you do want to speak and chime in on the conversation, you do have to push one to let us know you're there. We do have a caller. I pray that this is a man, but if it's not, it's okay. We still want to talk to you. Hello, caller.
Hey, caller.
No.
Caller.
We don't want to lose no callers on this one.
No, especially. Okay, caller, we're going to try to get you back again. I don't know what happened.
Hello?
I guess folks can come with.
Oh,
hi, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, caller. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And who are we speaking with?
This is Alexis.
Oh, hey, Alexis.
Hi, Alexis.
Hey. So, I'm actually, I know you want a man on the phone, so I have one here for you.
Okay,
enjoy.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
All right. Can y'all hear me?
We can.
Hey, can we have your name?
Yeah, my name is George.
Okay,
hi,
George. Give it to us, George.
All right. All right. Yes. So basically, it's about, like, the culture you're from and your upbringing, pretty much. It was like y'all said, it was like, yo, listen to this, how you gotta act, you know what I mean? Some people really take it to heart.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because those are the old ways. And then if you're from the hood, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't, even when you're around your boys, you don't want to just show any weakness. And it's, you know what I'm saying? Because you're from the hood and there's a certain lifestyle you live, you understand?
Yeah.
Some people see that as weak. Try to get back at you like that. I mean, you know, coming from that life, and then some guys could grow out of it, you know, as they get older. You know, they get, or they're hanging around with their boys that are in a relationship as well, so they don't,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, they don't take jabs at them like, oh damn, they got you sprung, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, can I speak freely?
Right.
Can I speak
so
freely? Like,
let me ask you.
So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you pussy whip some shit like that. You know what I mean? Something like that. And you don't want to feel like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'd be like, oh, man. But at the end of the day, you know that's your right to die. And it's like, oh, so that's how you feel. So you just don't go around them anymore. You know, if you're a grown man and you know, you're set in your ways and, you know, you want to be able to progress in your relationship.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I have a question for you, George. So, being as though, you know, you're a little older and I'm sure you're at a stage where you're starting to outgrow that or you have already. If you haven't, it's okay. But in the event that you're out with your homeboys and you're chilling and, you know, you thugging it because you're from the hood and this and that, when you go home, do you automatically turn that mode off for your woman or does it depend on the situation? You know, like what stage of that are you in with your life?
No. I turn it off when I come home.
Immediately.
Exactly. Okay. Come on, lady. She's a yeah. But I set it off. And she knows when I put it on, you know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
it's like it's pretty much a wall we put up, you know what I mean? When we go out there, it's like, okay,
right.
you know what I mean? Business, I'm not going to have my emotions on, wearing my emotions on my sleeves, you know?
I also think emotions can be shown.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What did she say?
So... No. She was saying something there. I don't know. She says,
emotions can be shown in like your actions.
Yeah, she's right. Emotions can be shown in a man's actions. you know,
right.
in certain ways, you know, in a look. And you know that. You know when your man gives you that look, you know, like you my baby type, you know what I'm saying? Babe.
Yeah.
type deal. When they give you that
Absolutely.
Look, and, mm-hmm, you don't even have to say nothing. You already know me, or, you know, that type of deal. So, yeah, what was your question?
Did you have a question, Sharon?
No, I wondered
how,
if you had a question.
That's how old you are? Oh, okay.
Me? Oh, I'm 38.
That's how old you are?
38.
Okay. So, like, you know, we're all the same age. So, like I said, my thing is, like, what I ask you that is for, like, you know, you shouldn't have to, you know, that's mainly, like, I notice, like, younger people, they got a front, how they feel about, you know, they're lazy or a significant other. So, you know, with me, you know, at my age there, I just feel like, you know, we're getting older, almost 40, we should be able to, like, you know, you should be able to tell your boys, like, yeah, I'm telling her, like, that's, like, my girl, my boo, that's my lady.
Right.
You know, that's, right. You know, that's all. You know, I just feel like, we're not, you know, at this age, we're not young anymore. Like, most of the time, these dudes are married or something. They don't be out like they are, but they are. You know, they've been married.
I know exactly what they went through and how they did it, because I did the same thing. You know, you got,
mm-hmm.
You know, some men grow out of it, some don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's good too,
getting together, like, you know what I'm saying, like doing, like, things with other couples, you know what I'm saying, because you're
right.
in a different,
yes.
you know,
yes.
me
yes.
as a man, I'm in a different state than my homeboy who's, you know, who's a single, and, you know what I mean, he's on his own wave, you feel me, so I'm on a different wave, and so I gotta cut the fat, even though I love him and everything. But if he's gonna be, you know what I'm saying? If like I always say, if you ain't helping me move forward, you're holding me back. You feel me? So.
Amen,
yeah.
Amen, brother. Absolutely,
that's that right. I love that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, George, we appreciate it. You was our first
All
male
right.
caller. Shout out to George. We appreciate it.
Right.
And
you
absolutely
to you,
helped us understand.
You know what I'm saying? My girl put me on to the show. Y'all be speaking real stuff, you know?
Thank you so much. Thank
right,
you,
yeah.
Alexis.
We appreciate you.
All right.
All right, y'all.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So there you have it. George
mm-hmm.
was one of the ones, you know, speaking and telling us that was a part of his culture and how he was brought up.
Yeah.
So there you have it. That's one answer. We probably got a thousand
mm-hmm.
more to go.
Yes, ma'am.
But, yeah, I think, hold on just a second. I really appreciate his breakdown, though. You know, he ran.
Yeah.
He went all the way into from the hood to how you, them same niggas you grew up in the hood with.
Mm-hmm.
You had to cut them off so that you could be the grown man that you've become.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And we're never going to suggest get rid of your friends, at least not me. I'm not that type of female, but you know.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. But thanks for the call. So we're going to go ahead into this quick break, y'all. And when we come back, we look forward to speaking to you. Push one if you would like to speak.
All right, now.
I knew you when I had a friend, very deeply love lived within. But somehow we got loose from what was oh so tight. Somewhere we went wrong when we were oh so tell me what's the use of holding on if we can't
I had no choice. What was there for us was to terminate our love and be
everybody. We are back now with
starting up my
music.
Urban Flavor Radio.
I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
Hey, everybody. We're back with Table Talk with Shell and Kay.
Yes, we are back from our break. Good first half. Shout out to George for the first male testosterone caller in the building.
Yes.
We appreciate you because this is what we've been waiting on. Tonight, this is who we're doing it for, fellas. We tired of y'all commenting. We call in, push one to talk, and get it off. Say it with your chest. Okay? That's what we want y'all to do. Say it with your chest. We know y'all good at that. So, yeah, welcome back. Like Shel said, thank y'all for tuning in. Remember two things when you call Table Talk. We are uncensored, and you have to push one to speak. If you remember them two things, you're going to keep this show great. We do have a caller holding. Are you there? Hello?
Hey, caller.
Got a little slight delay.
No. Hello, are you there, caller?
All right, we're going to try to get if Corona on her DM.
So maybe we should go to the next caller and try to come back.
Well, we get he or she back, we would definitely try again.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, so yeah.
Hello,
this
lady.
Is a good topic. Oh, there we go. Hello. There's our caller. Hello. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, it's me, Miss Donna, your faithful fan.
Oh, Miss Donna. Our favorite. We know you by the way.
Of course, you know I have to.
We know it. So go on and give it to us.
All right, you ready? Ready. Okay. No. it's real quick, though. I just basically want to say that, and I'm sure everybody knows, men are, what is the word I'm looking for? They're logical creatures. Women are emotional creatures, and it's just the way it is. Not to say that a man can't be emotional, but I think between that and the upbringing, you know, a lot of men when they were younger were told, you know, you got to be a man, you don't cry, you don't do this. So that's instilled in them as they're growing up. So that compounded with the fact that they're already born as logical creatures, it kind of prevents them from being emotional the way they want to be. But just to piggyback off of what Kay said earlier, when you have somebody that you're in a serious relationship with and you want to make that relationship stick and grow, you're going to have to come up off that a little bit, you know, and exactly. give that female what they want. Because like she said, we don't want to see, you know, you crying all the time and this and that. We do want men that are strong with a backbone, but they have to have that other side that's only shown to a significant other. You know what I'm saying? Share that with your woman. You don't have to go share it with your boys or anybody else, but that you need to, because there has to be some type of emotional connect. And when a man can't give her that, there's always going to be a disconnect. You know what I'm saying? But I understand. I'm not a man, but I understand where the man is coming from because of the upbringing and the fact that we all know they're logical creatures, period. So they're not going to be as emotional as we are, but we are already emotional creatures. So that's my take.
And that touches back on what George said. You know, like he said, sometimes that's who you are and that's who you've always been, but at some point in your life you reach a certain position in your life where then you start to realize that you need that balance. So your friends that can't accept that you're okay being emotional with your woman, those might be the friends that got to back up a little bit, because you shouldn't have to feel judged by the people that surround you on the way that you treat your woman, because you have needs that you have to meet with that woman. If you're living with that woman and you're loving on that woman, that them niggas in the street can't, they don't, it's not for them to understand. But it's for them to respect. They have to respect it. They don't have to understand it because maybe they haven't found that woman yet. But you got to respect it.
You hit a nail on the head. You hit the nail on the head.
They
just haven't experienced that woman. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to feel like, you know, I will take example of my son's father. You know, we're not together now, but despite everything crazy stuff is going through, when he got really sick, you know, who was there at the hospital taking care of you? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like that. Not there. We there. You know what I'm saying? That's why they have those homeboys with you know, with their ways. I'm like, okay, you're saying this and that, but, you know, we're getting older.
Yep.
I'm sorry. You want someone to deal with? You want to be able to take care of each other?
Yeah.
You know, like I said, my parents have been together. Like, I am 37. My parents have been together for 40 years. And I wish I had what they had. Like, you know, no matter what, like, they, and don't get me wrong, like, my parents had a negative people try to break them up over the years.
Right.
Like, they really did, but, and then they, like, my dad is a cancer survivor. He survived hairy cell leukemia, a rare disease. But, you know, the people that tried to break them up back in the day, who was there? My mother.
Absolutely.
Like, nursing him back to health, being there for him. Make sure the house was clean when you came home. Make sure you had meals prepared. That's what a lot of these, you know, and that's what pissed me off with our age group. Like, okay, you guys are throwing that dumb stuff. But you want a woman that's going to hold it down when things happen.
Yeah.
So it's nothing wrong with being emotional with your woman, or, you know what I'm saying? Like Ms. Donna said, we're not saying, oh, cry everywhere. But we want to know that how you feel. We want to feel appreciated. Just so they want to feel the same way. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and, you know, just to touch on that, too, you know, there's various definitions on emotional. You don't have to cry to be emotional. You know, being emotional with a man that doesn't actually shed tears, but if he can sit down and sincerely talk with you and let you know his innermost thoughts and feelings, that's still sharing. That's still being emotional.
Right.
I guess people think that you have to actually have tears to be emotional, and that's not true.
Right.
Not at all.
Exactly. Not at all. Not at all. And that's where the misunderstanding comes in.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to your man and say, look, I just need you to be a little bit more emotional, first thing a nigga think, you want them to cry.
Exactly.
No. That's not what we're saying.
We just want to know where your head is at. We just want to know. We just worried about your feeling. How do you feel about it? You know, or how do you feel about our situation?
Right.
Not asking to cry. Just like, okay, what are we doing? Like, you know, I was going, you know, previous shows I've spoken about. Like, you know, is this letting you know from the beginning, or is this something? Are we just kicking it, or are we building to be something? We're building to be something, and we have this whole, you know, schedule, how we talk every day or see each other, and I seeing it's lacking, I'm going to feel a certain way, like, okay, we're just doing this. All right, so what's going on now? You know, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your
great
call.
Great topic, ladies. Of course. All right. Anytime,
thank
ladies.
You,
I really hope to hear from you. You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Good night. So the other thing, Shell, that kind of makes me think with us having this whole conversation too,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, could be another topic, but I don't think it's necessary to make it a whole other topic. But so mm-hmm. for the men that, you know, lack showing emotion and things like that, is this what you're teaching your son? Are
yeah.
you teaching your son, now that you're older and you understand that women do require and do want emotion to be shown, are you
mm-hmm.
teaching your sons to be the way that you were brought up, or are
yeah.
you teaching them what has become reality now that you're a grown ass man and you have a clear
mm-hmm.
understanding of how life really works?
But you know what? You know what, Kay? I joke about my son all the time. My son is sick, okay? And like I told you, my parents been together since high school. But you know what? I look at my dad with my son, and my dad already tells my son now how to see the woman with looking at a woman and sick girl.
Already. I think Miss Dawn is still connected to our line. Miss Donna, we're going to need you to hang up.
Oh my God, am I still?
Look, you banned next week, Miss Donna.
Okay.
She must have just hung up on her. She going to stay on the line, then just hang up while we talk. They that's some shit. Good Lord. But anyway,
okay.
You were saying your son is six, and what else?
I was just saying, like, you know, my son's male figure is my father. But, you know, at the age of six, he has already told my son for a woman and how to act as six girls. You know, my parents look at us in high school.
Right.
So my dad, I guess what my dad experienced, now he gonna always be the perfect man. Don't get upset. He's still a man. But I'm just saying, my dad is already trying to show my son. Already, girl, at six. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
I think I know caller, Kay.
Oh, yes. Hey, caller, you there?
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hello. Who is this?
This is Abraham.
First
I just
on.
Wanted to. I just
you
wanted to let y'all
click.
Know. I just wanted to let y'all know that I love y'all so much, and I don't mind being emotional about it.
Cause
no, y'all like, nah, what's up, ladies? What's up?
Hey, Abraham.
Listen here, man. Listen, we can't see. Listen, all right. You know, I always got my little 2 cents, Miss Donna. Peace and love to you, Miss Donna. You know, we love you, Miss Donna. Came and gave her the now I gotta give mine. See, the thing is, some
okay.
of these suckers out here do be punk, though, for real. They be a little, they be feminine, right? So
mm-hmm.
we gotta be careful when we start asking some of these brothers to be emotional, because some of them are women just in pants, right? And you got certain
okay.
relationships out here where, you know, the women is wearing the pants and the men is wearing the skirts, and they need to suck that stuff up, and they need to, maybe they need to be a little less emotional. No. So it's kind of hard. Yeah, because they go too far. They at home doing the cooking and cleaning while she at work, and they ain't wearing the pants, man. They need to.
If they staying home while she at work, they ass need to be cooking and cleaning, because now we talking about, now we taking it back to the old days. Typically, the man go to work and the woman stay home. So if we going reverse roles, we going reverse roles all the way. If I'm the only one working,
right,
and
right,
just
and
home
then they
all
get
day.
All emotional and shit. So then when you come home, you be like, well, babe, you know. Then when you come home and you say something, they get all emotional, be like, babe, I was trying to be the best I could be. I'm trying to do everything you want me to do, babe. Why are you?
You
know what I mean?
You playing.
Man, tell that nigga go stand outside at the 7-Eleven with them Puerto Rican folks and get a job. Nah, I'm just joking. Y'all know I'm just joking.
I'm not doing that.
I'm just joking, fellas. Don't be mad at me. Don't be cursing me out on my Facebook. I'm just joking. I think emotion is a great thing. I think that there's levels to emotion. Like Ms. Don, you can't be no crybaby. But when I would, if I love my girl gonna know I love her, because I don't care who around. Come here, girl. Let me holler at you real quick. Now, see, I'm a man, though. So I'm gonna give it to you in a manly way. I ain't giving it to you in no, listen, come here. We need to talk. Girl, what's wrong with you? You know I love you, right? And if my man get to acting up, I'm going to tell you, I'll smack you in your face. This is my girl I'm talking to right here, right now. I'm trying to let her know that I love her. Girl, you know I love you, right? So, I mean, I'm aggressive to you. You know what I'm saying? I probably just ain't going, you know, or like I think Ms. Donna also said, or the guy said, it's certain things. I might do something. I might go get you a card, right? And I might write it in the card, girl. You know, I can't really say this out of my mouth, but, or I might play a song. Listen, I want to say something, but I don't know how to say it, so I'm going to let you listen to this song, right? And then I'm going to play the song, and the song going to speak for me through the song, right? But if you really know me, then you understand what I'm trying to tell you, is that I love you, girl, and you the one. That's
so
my way of telling you.
So you're being emotional, and that's what we're saying. Like, that's what we're trying to explain. Like, it's from a woman's point of view, when we stay emotional, we don't, like you said, and like you just said, we're not talking about we want to see tears in your eyes, but you got to show that side to your woman for her to feel loved and for her to feel connected to you. And not in all cases does it mean if your man's not emotional, I don't believe that there will always be a disconnect, because some people can tolerate certain things and some people can't. Some people can grow accustomed to a person that's set in their ways. You know, there's certain things with my relationship that, you know, personally that I just grew accustomed to, and vice versa, that he's grown accustomed to for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not necessarily a deal breaker, but at the same time, it is somewhat of a necessity. So it's just like you say, you could go buy a card. You don't have to come home saying, I'm so upset, I miss you all day. We ain't saying that, but like you say, you could go buy a card and write something emotional in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal to a woman, but
yeah,
you're still showing it.
Exactly.
I'm gonna be open with my emotions, and I'm gonna let the world know that I love y'all to the death each and every week. I'm tuning in, I'm listening to y'all, the best thing since sliced bread. Y'all just like I'm letting the whole world know that I love these two women. You know what I'm saying? I know Brian be listening. Brian, it's all good, brother. I know you the man over there. My lady, y'all are really doing y'all thing. So I'm just so proud of y'all. So I don't mind telling the world. And I'm going to be tuned in every week with Travis and with Miss Donna and everybody else tuning in every week. So, but yeah, come on, fellas. Let's let our women know that we love them and we care for them. And all that good stuff, so that they can feel secure and protected, and all that good stuff that they need to feel from us.
Correct. Thank
and
you.
And I'm out.
So
I'm out.
Go behave yourself. All right.
Have a great show. All right.
Bye.
Anybody else that's holding to talk, remember to push one. We do want to hear from you. We have about 10 minutes left on the show. So, yeah, push one if you like to speak. Ava's a trip, but he did touch some points, you know, that we won't understand as women. Like he said, there are some men out here, you know, they're going to come off like they can't wear the pants in their relationship. And I totally get that. And we as women are trying to understand you as well. We're not trying to just make it a one-sided thing.
Yeah.
So before time runs out, we have another caller.
One more caller.
Hey, caller.
Hey, y'all. This is Trav from the 757.
Good evening.
What you got?
Give us
tonight?
Your take.
Yeah, yeah. So I think there's two main reasons, right? That men hide emotion. One is we're men, you know, and we are supposed to be the alpha, I guess, by you know, the standards that are out there in the world or whatever. And two, I think some women take for granted that, you know, men, we've been hurt before in other past relationships. It could be the same thing just like with y'all, with women. You know, if the last dude hurt you, you're not so open to the next guy. You know, he's got to build that trust with you to where you are, you know, not afraid to open up with him as well. And I think men are no different. We're human, you know, just like y'all are. So I've been hurt before, you know, and it made it hard for the next woman, you know, to get close to where she's asking the same question. My wife used to call me, she used to call me a robot. She's like, you have no idea. It's just cause you know, you know, coming from a past relationship, I was hurt. You know, I was emotionally scarred from it. So, you know, I wasn't willing to open up to, you know, any other woman. And it just takes time on both parties, mine and hers, to, you know, cultivate a environment to where we're both safe, you know, and feel okay to talk about whatever we want to talk about with no filter. But otherwise, you know, I'm going to just revert back to being a man, and that's just being an alpha, and I always got to protect myself, right? So until we have that environment where I feel okay to talk about it, that's where you're still going to have the difficulties trying to get a man to open up.
So we got to drag it out for me, y'all. We got to drag it out a little bit. Is that what you're saying?
So my question is then, in the situation that you meet this wonderful woman, that she's the woman that you've never met in any other female before, and you really could see a future with her. She's positive vibe. She's this. She's everything you've been looking for. But one of the deal breakers for her early on in the relationship is that you cannot be this dry man with this wall built up. I need to see some emotion. So you've been hurt before, but here's this one woman that you feel like this is it. I can't lose her. Are you then going to break and become more emotional for this woman, or are you going to continue to be the person that you who you know how to be?
No, I definitely think that, you know, people can change, right? It just takes time. Like, it's not going to happen on the first date, though, or the second date, maybe.
Right,
it just may take time.
Of course.
You know, take time to break down that wall, you know, because that wall didn't get built overnight, so it's not going to come down overnight either. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, it just takes time on both parts, men and women, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
It does. It really does. Like I said, you don't know the situation, like I said, but with our age, the 35 and older crew, come on now, y'all. Yeah, people, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like we got to tell her how it is, because at this age, ain't nobody trying to waste nobody's time.
Right.
I've had Kay been with her man for years. I have not. Like, we still not officially, like we just been, I call my friend. We were friends for a long time. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, we had our discussions, and, you know, I don't want to waste my time either. So y'all want to waste my time, we don't want to waste our time. Just saying.
Makes sense. Well, thank you, Travis, again, for calling in faithfully. We appreciate your testosterone on the line. We appreciate your support. Thank
and,
you, Robin.
Thanks for calling. All right.
And that's it.
Okay. So another good show.
Yeah, girl.
And just shout out to all the men that participated. You know, like, y'all make it seem like it's such a big deal to just call and talk to us. It's not. We don't bite. It's just Shelly and Kay from the Table Talk Show. That's all.
Girl, you know how people say they, like, oh, I'm nervous. Like, seriously. Especially me, because as goofy and laid back as I am, like, seriously, y'all can talk to me. Like,
just call in.
Just call in. We're not going to, like, if they listen to our show, even though they don't hear it live, they go back and replay it. Like, we don't bite nobody's heads off. Just, it's like we're having a conversation on the phone. Just talk to us how you feel. That's it.
That's right. So we're going to take our last caller, y'all. We got about 5 minutes left. Hello, caller, you there?
That's that. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Kiki.
Oh, hey, Niecy baby. Hey, Niecy baby. You called to talk to Auntie Show?
Yes.
Yes. So that must mean we got Miss Crystal Archer on the line.
Hey, what's poppin'?
Hey, girl.
Hey,
Crystal. This was such a good show. We had so many guys call.
Besides my husband.
Yes.
He ain't got no feelings like shit.
So, oh, my goodness.
My husband,
so you can call it
for
him.
My husband shows his feelings. But he shows it in a different way. He shows it cleaning the house, making sure this is clean, girls is bathing everything when I come home from work. So that's his way of showing his feelings. But I love it because I ain't got clean.
I'm
not doing shit to cook
for you.
And that's what's up. And that's why I said earlier that if the man happens to be home while you're at work, there is nothing wrong with that. And that makes you feel good as a woman to come home. You know?
Yep. Sure, damn right. I mean, I hate cooking, but hey.
But you get it done, though. You get it done.
Yep.
Yep. Crystal, congratulations. I had no idea you were expecting a few weeks ago. Because you skinny as hell.
Unfortunately, he showed me so much feeling that.
Because she had no fat on her.
No, she don't have no fat on her. Maybe this next girl will get that job done.
But you look amazing. You look very good.
Thank
you.
Gracias, gracias.
Well, shout out to you, sister-in-law, for calling in and telling us about your good emotional husband. We appreciate it.
Yes, honey. Yes.
Oh, goodness. All right, boo.
Night. All right.
All right.
Take care,
night. So it's funny because she said that he's completely emotionless. And seeing as though, obviously, common sense, that's my brother, I will agree with her. Does not show too much emotion, but he takes care of home, so he makes up for it. So,
girl, that's a blessing by itself.
Is a blessing by itself. So another successful show, y'all. We appreciate y'all calling in so much, even if you were just listening and you didn't want to speak because you were scared or whatever.
Don't be scared of us.
Don't be scared of us. But we appreciate it, y'all. The support has been amazing. Don't forget to tune in next Wednesday every AM to 9 p.m. Keep the love going on social media. We need y'all. We love y'all.
Girl.
We appreciate y'all.
Yes.
Yep. So next week, tune in, dial in, Table Talk Show, Urban Flavor Radio.
All right. Love you guys.
Love y'all.
Night.